Everyone, hello and welcome to this session on keeping up with the ASP. You already know Amit. He presented the lightning talk earlier. My name is Sumit Simwal, and I'm the senior technical lead for Android at Linaro. Our team at Linaro works on all things Android. So before we begin, just a trademarks disclaimer. And so what's the agenda? Well, it's simple. I will talk about some of the many new features in ASP in the recent past, and then Amit will talk about the enablement of these along with some gotchas and pain points that were there. A quick recap on Linaro and development boards and ASP. So I hope some of you may know about Linaro and the work that we do in the open source ecosystem. We have been a very long time advocate of ASP and development boards in it. We support ASP on a variety of member dev boards. We do extensive testing, including CTS, VTS combinations, and with these, we report and fix ASP and upstream regressions. So that's why these dev boards are relevant and important for most of us and the work that we do. For years, we have been talking about the importance of dev boards in ASP at different forums like Plumbers, ELC, Linaro Connect, etc. And at the EOSS in mid-23, Amit talked about the pain points and rewards of maintaining dev boards in ASP. So we'll look at some of the new features that have landed in ASP since then. Let's start with the boot process. So Android boot process, like many other things, is complicated and requires vendors to implement almost annually changing boot requirements. The developers recognize that, and as a result, they have abstracted the Androidisms of the boot process in an Android Bootflow UEFI application, which they call Generic Bootloader, or GBL. More details on the link there. But the idea is that any bootloader that supports running an EFI app and provides some basic requirements should be able to have an Android-enabled bootloader part. There are various EFI protocols that have been implemented and proposed. So if you're interested, go and have a look at those links there. Also related to the boot process, previously on Android systems, the specification of boot devices was via a platform-specific string. This proved to be very non-stable because things like SysFS paths can change, and suddenly your platform-specific string doesn't work. So across kernel upgrades. To help with that, support was added recently to System Core to allow searching for boot devices via UUIDs, and this allows making booting from external devices also much easier. For me, this has been an exciting change in ASP in recent times. The support of 16K page sizes in Android, starting from Android 15. This results in a 5 to 10% performance boost and about 9% cost on the space side. How it is achieved is with a page agnostic OS view, so which includes doing runtime page size calculation, OS binaries are aligned to 16K page sizes, etc. And then with that, once an application is updated to be page agnostic, then it can run without change on a 4K or a 16K page size supporting device. Now, the most optimal way it would work with file systems is if the file system block size was also the same as page size. So file systems like EROFS and FTFS have been made 16K block size compatible. The next relevant feature is something that is more relevant for folks that keep their device drivers while they're working on upstreaming them out of tree. So this is called the driver development kit. And it helps vendors to develop GKI modules against the GKI builds using the right tools like hermetic builds and correct resources like headers and makefiles. This helps them keeping the vendor modules easy to manage with GKI while they are working on upstreaming them. When we work with GKI, there are upstream kernel modules that are already upstream and but need to be built as modules. So those are signed and made immutable during a freeze on the KMI, and then they can't be overridden by vendors. So basically, if you say take Android 6.12 kernels, then the upstream kernel modules are not mutable by the vendors after they've been upstream. These are called protected modules. And sometimes what might happen is vendors may have pushed out a basic support for a kernel module and later on added new features. But if they are within the KMI freeze time, then as protected modules, they cannot be overridden. To allow these new features to be available in existing products, for example, during an update, GKI provides the option of unprotected GKI modules. So they can backport these newer features that are upstreamed and still use in an updated in an update for a device that comes later on. These are called unprotected GKI modules, but the catch is they're treated as vendor or out-of-tree modules and have the same restrictions as KMI symbols for KMI symbols. Talking about these, how do we make sure that this atomic update happens? So there is protected, there is a thing called DLKM, or dynamically loadable kernel module partitions, in the Android system, which allows updating GKI and GKI modules independently of the rest of the partitions. And the protected modules then go in something called system DLKM, while the vendor and unprotected modules are put in vendor DLKM partition. A related thing around modules and module loading is parallel kernel module loading, which, as the name suggests, allows multiple independent modules, kernel modules, to be loaded in parallel. And a driver can advertise its participation and availability for parallel loading by setting a probe type of its platform driver to prefer asynchronous. More details on the link here. You may be aware of the Android Shared Memory, or AshMem, which was an Android-specific file descriptor-based shared memory. Now upstream has something called MemFD, which provides pretty much the same functionality. And to allow to use that with Android, with ASP, an AshMem compatibility layer for MemFD was added, which allows your older apps to still be able to use an upstream MemFD FD. As new GKI kernel branches are tagged, there may be some issues that are found during these merges to Android common kernel branches. And so they have started, the developers at Google have started keeping these erratas public. And this is an example of the latest Android 16.6.12 kernel code base and issues they found while merging. This is also something new, and it's been talked about at various conferences. So virtualization in Android. So AVF or PKVM, there is an overview